This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Ba'alo Yischa. I like to call the parsha of complaining, the complainer's parsha. Not only because we find the Asafsuf, we find the Mesayinim, the complainers that they wanted, they complained, they wanted meat. But actually, throughout the parasha, we find complaints. We find people who were dissatisfied with their position, and they complained. And the Torah is trying to tell us there are different types of complaints. There are good complaints, and there are bad complaints. There are things that a person should be unsettled with, not happy, and search. While there are things where a person should say, I'm happy with what I have. Because if you look at the parasha, throughout the parasha we find situations of complaining. And that is beginning, Baloischa. Aaron HaKohen felt bad that Lehu v'Lo Shiftei, they weren't part of the Chanukah's Abayis. So they had room for complaints, they were not satisfied. So that's a good complaint. So the Rabbeinu Shlom gives a menorah. We find that the Temeyim Lenefesh also complained. Lama Nigara, that's a good complaint. That complaint brings that we give you Pesach Sheni. Then we have bad complaints. We have people who are complaining about their situation, food, Mesayinim, Beichelish Becheseyem, Arayis. And then we have complaints where a sister complains about a brother. Miriam, she complained about her brother. Complaints. So I like to call the parsha a textbook of lesson. What is complaining? What is called good complaining? What is called bad complaining? If you complain that you want more ruchnius, that's a good complaint. Aaron HaKohen is complaining. He's not part of the Chanukah's Mizbeach, Chanukah's Abayis. He said, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, that's good. I give you the menorah. The Temeim complaining, they want the Karmpei. That's very good. That's excellent. Lama Nigara, that's great. But to complain that you want more Taiva, more Elam Hazeh, to complain against others, that is Nishkut. So we learn from here that there's a time and a place where a person is supposed to be dissatisfied with his matziv, to look for more. While in certain situations, a person should be satisfied with his matziv. Satisfied. A person doesn't have to get more and look for more and search for more. What is good taiva and what is bad taiva? What is ba'aloischa saneiris lama nigara and what is misoininim? So let's learn a little bit the parasha of misoininim. Pasuk says, vayi ha'am ki misoininim ra be'ozne Hashem. So if you take a look, we have one parish, one pasuk of Misayinim. And then in pasuk Dalet, we have V'asafsuf Hashem b'kirbei Hisavu Taivu. Who are the Misayinim and who are the Asafsuf? So it's a Shail and the Rishayinim. Some say there are two unrelated groups of people. There was the Misayinim, there was the Asafsuf. Eben Ezra learns that actually it's the same group of people. Misayinim leads to Misavu. It begins with the complainers, And then they turn into what? Asafsa Shebekirbay Hisavu Taiva. So first we have a big, so to speak, from the Pasuk Alein, a very eye-opening lesson. Complainers. The next step is Asafsuf, Hisavu Taiva. It's connected, and one leads to the other. A Misayinein, and then Asafsuf. Are we in danger of turning into Asafsuf? We all know complainers. Are the complainers of today and modern time able to turn into an Asafsuf? We have from the Torah that the Torah tells us clearly that the Misayinim turned into Asafsuf. Misayinim means complainers. They complained. We still don't know yet what they complained about, but they complained, as they state in the Pasuk. And the Asafsuf is that they weren't happy with the man. They wanted basar, miachileinu basar, who's going to give us meat? So the first diuk, the first order we have to ask, why does one become a complainer? What is he complaining about? If someone complains that it's cold outside, he's going to turn into an asafsuf. Who is the complainer? What? The complainer, the next step is asafsuf. One leads to the other. Who is the complainer? What is he complaining about? So if you take a look, the Pasuk doesn't say. The Pasuk doesn't say what he complained about. Rashi brings the complaint. But first Rashi explains that actually what is Misayinim? Lashon Alila. Mevakshim, Alila, Heich, Lifresh, Machri Amakim. So actually it's not about the complaint. It's what's behind the complaint. A Misayinim is not necessarily what he complains about. And if you look later, Rashi's going to say, what did they complain? Amru oilanu kamalavatnu b'derech hazesh, loish yamim. It was difficult, 3 days. We're already traveling 3 days. We didn't rest mini aderech. We're tired. So the Pasuk didn't say that. The Pasuk should have said, what was bothering them? They were misciting him on the derech. First we have a Rashi that explains what Misayinim is, and then at the end Rashi says what, from a Chazal, what they were complaining about. And the Pshat Rabbe says Pashit, because it's not about the what. A complainer who has a machla, sometimes a person complains it's taka cold outside. So the issue is what he's complaining about. But then there's such a thing called a complainer, that it's not about what, it's just that he's complaining. Then we got to search to find what he tags it on to. You hear certain people, you have people who are chronic complainers. Those people, you just got to give them the chance to find what to complain about. But it's not about the topic. It's not about what they're complaining about. It's a tchuna. It's a nature of being a misayin and a complainer. And that's what Chazal are trying to say. The Misayinim is a Lashon Alila. Mevakshim Alila Heich Lifresh Machri Amakim. It's an excuse. You know, Rabbi Yisai, they say over that someone once came to the Chazayin Ish. And the Chazayin Ish says, what happened to you, Yankel? Before the war, you were an Erlich Yid. Before World War II, Mamish, I remember you from Europe, you are. How did you turn off? How did you become a ganzer Arab von Derech? So he says, you know, because of the war, I had a lot of kashas, a lot of questions. The Holocaust arose, it brought out in me questions. So the Chazon Ish answered him and said, it didn't bring questions. It brought terutzim, excuses. Yiddish ateretz is an excuse. It's not the complaint that you have. It's not the issues that you have. Sometimes the underlying nekuda is an excuse alila for something else. It's to really to be married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you talk and look for something to tag it onto. Now you see where, even in kfira, how far it goes, misainin. A misainin, a complainer, could be actually rooted in kfira. That a person wants to be a kaifer, a person wants to have an alila against the Rebbeinu Shleila, and because of this, he looks for excuses, and that's misainin. So we don't have a misainin, a benign misainin. A benign misainin would mean that Taka, it's cold outside, he complains. He's hot, he complains. That's nothing. You have a misainin where it's malignant, which means deeper down, it's gebait an alila. It's meant as more of an excuse than in a complaint. And that's what Rashi means. A misainin elosh an alila. It's not a complainer, but it's a person who's looking to give an excuse, an alila, to find something against the Rebbeinu Shleil. And the Mela, what do we find? We have to find something. Oy lanu kamal vatnu b'derech hazeh. That it was difficult for us to go and then travel. And that's why the Torah doesn't say what they were misaining for. Interesting. It leads to asafsuf. How does this lead to asafsuf the taiva? Another thing I think we have to be medayik, that even in the asafsuf, it doesn't say what they had a taiva for. Vasafsa shebekibis ava taiva. Vayashuva vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael. Vayayimra mi achileinu basa. Oh, that's what they said. You see, the Torah doesn't say isavu tava lebasa. The Torah says isavu taiva. And then again, let's see what are they saying? They're saying Yachileinu Basa. But again, deep down is something underlying that it's actually Taiva. You see, again, a person says one thing, but the Torah, the Chachmas HaTorah, the Rebbeinu Shloilam in his Torah, zooms into the core of where it all comes from. So here they're misainin Kama Torah HaDerech. Here the misavu and they're saying, "Miachileinu basa." So the Torah, by the way, this is not about basar, and this is not about Torah chaderech. This is about being a misainin, and this is about being a bal taiva. And so we're going to see how they're both connected, how they connect. Why is a person a misainin?
Why?
What is the root of misainin? Where does it come from? The, so to speak, the malignant disease of a misainin. Complainer. The malignant disease of a misainin. Where does it come from? What is the shayrish of? You see, pashit you learn a misainin about. No, it's not about. It's a machla. It's a machla in the person. So I want to explain to you the Pashat is ach, a person's bitter is a misainin. You know, we find people, when they're bitter, they're unhappy, they complain about everything. Kotzke Rebbe used to say, that's the pshat in the pasuk, that they came to Mara, v'lo yachlu lishta ismayim imara, ki marim heim. It's an interesting lashon. It should have said, ki mara he, the waters, heim, says the Kotzke, actually is going back on the people. They couldn't drink water from Mara. You know why? Because they were complainers. Marim Hay, they were bitter people. And when you're bitter, nothing is good. You're right. It was probably not the sweetest of waters. But I'm sure you were. But the other was drinkable. So a normal person drinks it and that's it and finished. Marim Hay, the people are bitter. Bitter people are complainers. The Chafetz Chaim seems to say a different pshat. The Chafetz Chaim, I found, if you notice, that they, how many days were they in Mara? One day. Then they traveled and they went to Elim the next day for 20 days. They were 20 days in Elim. Elim, that's sweet water. Zok de Ebenezer, Pashit, Marim was bitter waters, so they were there for one day. The next day they traveled to Elim, Azazok Devin Ezra. And there they were for 20 days. You know what the lesson in this Evan Ezra is? Had they only been patient, they would have realized that the Rebbein Hashem knows what he's doing. Today it's a little difficult, the water is bitter, but tomorrow they're traveling to Elim. You know why people complain? Is because they don't see the past, they don't see the future, they see the present. Right here, right now, what do you have in front of you? Water's bitter. Yeah, but okay, so tomorrow the Rebbein Hashem will tell you, take you to Elim. You'll have plenty of drinking water there. He says, the person is a nearsighted. See, he don't see farsight, meaning he don't see long term, he doesn't see ahead of him. The Mela, he complains. Azezak del Chafetz Chaim. Complaining comes from the inability of being able to realize that the Rebbeinu Shleilam has a mahalach. I'm thinking to myself, the Mesainanim, yeah, they had to have 3 days of difficult travel, right? They traveled 3 days. You know why? Because they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Had they not been a Mesainan, Rashi Shita was, that they would have went in right away. 3 days of Tairach. Why did they have 3 days of Tairach? Don't forget, in the Midbar, the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave them everything in comfort. Man, the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave them Amish, everything that they could have asked for. Kash Yisa, Tinik, and Sayayinik, the Rebbeinu Shleilam carried them. So why was it Tirchas HaDerech Taka? So the Chiddush HaRim says, very Pashit, Eretz Yisrael is Niknas B'Yisurim. Ah, wait a minute. Eretz Yisrael is Niknas B'Yisurim. That's life. Meaning certain things it takes work to get to. Why don't you look at the fact that in 3 days you'll be in Eretz Yisrael? The Torah says you're only looking right now. And because of that, you're complaining. Could you imagine 3 days of tircha, which is necessary here? A woman has a baby. Yeah. Avada, it's hard to labor. But she knows that soon she'll have a baby. That's how every woman, otherwise she couldn't go through labor. How could anyone go through labor? And the answer is because she knows soon she'll have a baby, so she could do it. So the Chiddush HaRim is saying the same thing here too. You're right, it's 3 days of difficult. But Eretz Yisrael is Niknas B'Yisurim. The Rivash Taka says that it wasn't so much the Terech HaDerech. They were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the whole Eretz Yisrael already was for them. In Yidizak Ma'i B'Levinish. It was already too difficult. Why? Yeah, it could be a difficult life in Eretz Yisrael. And again, Eretz Yisrael's Niknas B'Yisurim. So they misunderstood the long-term benefits because of the short-term difficulty. That's a mislainet. A complainer doesn't look at the good, look at the bigger picture. I think with this Rabbi say we can explain the lush of the Pasuk. They were misainim ra be'oznei Hashem. Why is it ra be'oznei Hashem? So Rashi Taka says a pshat. Te'una she'ira be'oznei Hashem. She'miskavnim she'tovi be'oznav. Like they directed it, it should go into the ear of the Eibishter. Which means it was geared specifically to hit the target, so to speak. And the target was oznei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they learned Rashi, as they fataych Rashi, Bosnei Hashem, that it was directed Bosnei Hashem. I would like to say, maybe, but you know why it was Rab Bosnei Hashem? Hashem saw the bigger picture. Hashem meant Taiva for them. Hashem is saying, I'm helping you. I'm giving you 3 days of Tircha to get it there, so you should be having much more Tircha. Eretz Yisrael, Niknas B'Yisurim is 3 days of Tircha. That's a fakert, you're getting off easy with it. That's why it was Ra, Ba'oznei Hashem. The Eibush was looking and saying, what are you talking about? This is bad, this is good. To the Eibush's ear, so to speak. To the Eibishter's ear. This is a difficult thing. Like someone says, well, what are you? I can't listen to this. Rabba Azde Hashem. I made Tich. Yeah. Vada Tich. Eretz Yisrael is Dictus B'Yisunum. To get to Eretz Yisrael is not an easy thing to obtain, to reach, to be kain Eretz Yisrael. It's Rabba Azde Hashem. This word I base on a Medrash. The Medrash tells us that actually Yaakov Avinu was a complainer. Not a complainer, but he complained once. Let's use that better terminology. When he spoke to Pare. Medrash says, he said, Yimei, Chaye, Mat, Viroyim, he was complaining. So up to Medrash, the Rebbein Hashem got angry. Bothered the Eibishter, so to speak, if I can use that language, that Lashon. I'm here spending years put together Lahamlich Hezbonecha to make your son the king in Mitzrayim. Va'ata Aimer Ma'at V'royim, and you're complaining? The Rebbein Hashem saying, I see the bigger picture. I mean it L'Tayvascha. So the Rebbein Hashem saying, I can't be Mekabel, you complain. What are you complaining about? It's all L'Tayva. I'm trying to do you a Taiva. This is the Pshat. Ra Be'ozne Hashem. This was something that the Rebbein Hashem saying, the Mesayin, what are you being Mesayin for? What are you complaining? Forget it. It's all L'Tayvascha. It's all for your good. You don't see it's for your good. What are you complaining about? But this, I think we could go one step further. A Mesayin, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, is the Pshat, that he doesn't see the Taiva. That's a Mesayin. He doesn't see the long-term Taiva. Why does a person not see the long-term Taiva? So you could come and say, because a person is limited, farsighted, nearsighted. Well, maybe the Pshat is that even when the Taiva is right in front of you, you still can't see the Taiva. Because a person is a Kafi Taiva. A person doesn't want to see Taif. You know why a person doesn't want to see Taif? Bali Musar tell us, because a person doesn't want to be a mechuyev. He doesn't want to owe anything. A person wants to be able to receive and not have to pay back. To be a bal chayiv is something which is a big oil. It's a big, what do you call that, a heavy burden on a person to live mechuyev, responsible. You notice, what was one of the complaints of the Asafsuf? Zacharnu es hadaga, asher chalnu b'mitzrayim chinam. Tell me something. You want to tell me what the daga was? Does anybody know what the daga was? Zacharnu es hadaga, asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam. Says Rashi, im toimar, you think they gave them for free? So what's the pshat? Free from the mitzvahs. Chazal tell us that the women in Mitzrayim were fed fish. You know how when they were fed fish? The Eibishter. The Rebbein Shloilam went and fed them. When they buried the children under the tree, the Rebbein Shloilam sent fish, right? So it's a pelvic thing. If that's the Dugga that they're referring to, that means that Eibishter did them the biggest chesed. So now they go and use that Dugga to come and complain against the Rebbein Shloilam. Zechainu es hadaga. Not a pella, mamsha pella. The Rebbein Shloilam gave. So instead of being makyatayv to the Rebbein Shloilam, you turn around, you're a mesayin, and you become a complainer. So charnas hadaga. And if you notice, Rashi says, what's chinam? Chinam is min ha mitzvahs. What is chinam min ha mitzvahs? Without responsibility. You see, avadim, free is free. Free without mitzvahs. That's what we're looking for. Chinam min ha mitzvahs. To want to throw off from yourself all the responsibilities You know what it is to keep Torah mitzvahs, that every time you eat, you have to make a bracha rishayna, and then you have to bench, and it's... We want chinam ben ha-mitzvahs without hakaras ha-taif. Without having to feel that we owe in return to be responsible. Yeah? This becomes the mesainin. The mesainin. How does the mesainin turn into the asafsu? How does the mesainin turn into the asafsu? What is the asafsu? It's a taiva. Yeah. When a person is unhappy, when a person is a complainer, he's a mesainin. What happens is he looks for things that are going to replace his unhappiness. Yeah? He's going to look for things that to replace his unhappiness. That's the pshat. Zecharnu, es hadaga, ashenechem, mitzrayim, chinam. Yes, what do we look for? We look for miachileinu basar. Who's, first of all, they had plenty of basar. Chazal, the Rishonim talk about it. They had plenty of basar anyway. Second of all, the man was fantastic. Well, what could be wrong with the man? The man had all the flavors and tastes. You could have gotten anything you wanted from the man. So what are you complaining about already? And you know what the answer is? When you're a complainer, you're never satisfied, you see. The tluna, when it's a machla, it's not about the thing, then the tluna becomes, you find things, your mechadesh things, that you need to fulfill. Taiva is to fulfill a void. The tluna, the complainer, looks for something to fulfill his void. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that they complained about, we remember the kishuim, the avtichim, the chatzir, the btsalim, the shumim. So the Rishonim, they based on the Gemara and Yuma, asked, yeah, but I don't understand these things. Why is it wasn't in the mun? Why weren't these things in the mun? I mean, they should have had the mun, take the mun, and taste in the mun these things. So the Gemara says, the mun didn't give these five things. Why not? Because it's kasha. Rashi brings the lashon. Mipnei ma man mishtana lechaldav chutz me'elu. Mipnei shehem kasha lemanikyais. It's unhealthy. Oimrim le'isha al teich lishum abatzim le'atinik. So therefore, the mun didn't give this the taste of these things. Because we're not healthy. It's not good for you. Unhealthy. If you look, right, you'll see that these things are unhealthy for you. So why do you want it? These are unhealthy things. Unless you see it's only for manikias unhealthy. Maybe only for a manekis it's considered an unhealthy thing. I saw Rabbeinu Bechaya learns that why would the Mitzrayim giving these things? And the answer is because this was the cheapest junk that you could find in the, on the market. Kishum, avtichim, chatzim, tzalim. It's almost like animal fodder. They couldn't find less on the food chain than these things. So could you imagine that Rabbi Yishan gives you mun, that you're able to taste in the mun the most delicious steak, and after the most delicious steak, you can have the most delicious dessert. And a guy sits and cries, I need garlic, which tastes bitter, and they used to stuff it down your throat as animal fodder. They used to treat you like an animal and feed this to you. Huh? Unbelievable. Imagine a guy comes and says, steak, flavor, cake? No, I want mud. I'm looking for the mud. More than that, you know, it's a pella. I always think to myself, What's the pshat that the Rebbein Yishleim warns them? You're going to die because of this. The Rebbein Yishleim pre-warns them that if you eat the meat, it's going to cause tremendous destruction among you. It says clearly in the pasuk. Zok the pasuk klar that he gave it to them. Ad here, ad asher yetzei mi'apchem till mamish. Oh, lo yemecha teich liyemay lechemish yamim ad cheshem asher yetzei mi'apchem v'hoyu lechem lezara. No. So why would someone continue? You know what they should say? Forget it, I made a mistake. Well, why would you? And the Teretz Rabbi say is, this is the folly of a person who has everything, complains and he's unhappy, and he looks for nothing. Atadas is the pella. Yeah? On one hand, we have Aaron Akein. That what does he complain about? He wants more ruchnius, the tmeyimei islam and igara. Here, the person who has it and says, "I want to throw it away for nothing." Complaining, I don't know. Mom, I want good. No, here, imagine you come, you give a guy a 10-course meal, all right, and the guy says, "This, I don't want this. I want to eat what the dog is eating." Adas vilach. You would laugh. It would be a comedy. Imagine you come in a restaurant, a 5-star restaurant, and they give you, and the guy, the waiter comes, I say, with the, you picture it, and he gives you the menu, wines and this and that, and you look at the whole thing and say, special wine? No. Steak? Parmesan? I'm not so familiar, Rabbi, with the Heintiger, Machalim Tovim, but you know, with the restaurant, everything with a French little bit at the end, and you say, it becomes a ganze Michael Choshev, okay? No, none of this for me. I'm going to take the, you see what the dog food, the dog over there is, he does village. That's what I want. So what would you do? You would go and take the guy, and you would call Hatzalah for him. He must have had some kind of nervous breakdown. You'd carry him away and take him to wear a yellow jumpsuit. Right? This is what it looks like. The Dugna Magid says, that's why it's called Kivreis Hataiva. If you notice, the pasuk explains Shisham Kavra Hamisavim. So it should be Kivras Hamisavim. Why is it called Kivras Hataiva? Call it Kivras Hamisavim. Those that had the Taiva were buried there. It's not Kivras Hataiva. It says that the Magid Fakert. It's Kivras Hataiva. The Rabbein Yishloilam Berry taiva, which means the Torah is teaching you what a taiva is. If not for the fact that the Torah would show you taiva, you'd think it's a normal thing. Here, the Torah gives you to read. Look, you see what taiva is, you see? That a guy could go and have everything, throw it away for nothing, be warned that his life is over if he eats it, and he'll do it anyway. He'll run after it anyway. So it's kivrais. We're not talking about the misavim. By the fact that the Eibishter killed and buried the Misavim, it was meant to be Kivrois to bury the Taiva. Zezak the Dugna Magid. It's to teach a person that a Taiva is something you should bury in the ground because the Taiva is just going to kill you. So either you kill the Taiva before it kills you. That's Kivrois HaTaiva. You better bury the Taiva before the Kivrois HaMisavim that it buries you. So we have a maybe that you think, a mislaining. The next step is he becomes an asafsuf. But it's interesting. People don't realize the effect that a Meslainin has. If you notice, the Pasuk says that who? They were Meslainin. Meslainin. How many? Who are they? Says the Pasuk, Nahi Ha'am. Zakr Ashi, Ein Ha'am, El Rishayim. It wasn't everybody. It was Ha'am. Rishayim. So it wasn't everybody. Yet the pasuk continues. Vayishma Hashem. Sorry, I skipped the pasuk here. Oh, vayhi am kimisayin. Yes, vayitzak am ispal maishem vayikushem akum tavera. Vasav shebekisav vayishuvu vayifku gam bnei Yisrael. So who did it? Also, Rashi says, Hasafsuv Eirav Rav. So it's interesting. The Meslainanim led to the Hasafsuv. Who are they? Rishayim, Eirav Rav. And the next part of the next words of the Pasuk is Vayifku Gam Bnei Yisrael, which means that they got included in this. How do you get included? And you see a Meiridical lesson. The complainer. It's Mashpia. It takes one person to complain. It takes one person to be ma'ir alila. It's mashpia on God's Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. You know, false tithes is the same thing. It takes one guy to do it. One person to say, I want to go, and I want to go chutz from the gedarim. And everybody joins in. Misaining it. And Asaf says, the Torah is trying to teach us that it starts with a few small people, small group of people. Of Vayifku, Gam Bnei Yisrael, drag everybody into it. It drags everybody into it. It takes one person. One guy in his shul, he comes, he starts making tlunis. Those tlunis, person's unhappy, could lead to tithes. And the taiva is a few. Chutz l'gedarim of what's normal. Guess what? Eventually, v'yivayifku gam b'nei Yisrael, you're going to drag everybody into it. This is the kayach hara, a bid that's in every taiva. Yeah. With this, Rabbi Yisai, I want to go and explain l'umazeh, the mud. You see? They got disgusted in the mud. That's really the story here. What could you get disgusted in the mud? You have everything, right? So we explain that actually it's deep. It's about being a Messiah and not being happy. For Karak, the mud was too good. There was nothing wrong with the mud. There was something wrong with the people. Right? That's the way we're learning. That the mud was very good, was extra good. And Yiddish Zak was too good. And when something is too good, the person becomes a complainer, then he doesn't want it, right? And the reasons are either because, like we said, that they're bitter, or the reason is because they don't see the good in it, they're kviyetai, they don't want to be a balchai, v'chula v'chula, all the inyan of akar satay. Okay. What is the man, and how does one learn to appreciate? The Torah tells us on one hand how they didn't appreciate the mud and what caused them not to appreciate the mud. Now let's talk the other way, in reverse. How are we yes to appreciate the mud in our life? How does one work on appreciating the mud? So I want to tell you of a Meiridik Chazal, a Medrash, that the Chidah brings down. The Chidah says, and they said, the Asafs of Zacharnu is Hadaga, Asher, Neichal b'Mitzrayim chinam, says the Chidah, there's a medrash that says, Mikan ladlakas ner Shabbos. From this pasuk, we derive an inyan of hadlakas ner Shabbos. As they bring the Chidah, a Meiridik medrash. You hear? Zacharnas hadag. You see, Rabbi, I want to explain one more time, I'll repeat myself, to understand the thought, the full shir, the thought of the shir, I want to show you zelu mazeh, what it means not to appreciate the man, and why you don't appreciate the man, and mitzad sheni, how one does appreciate, and when is it, and what is it that makes people, yeah, appreciate the man. You see? We see, okay, a mesayinein, he cannot appreciate the good in the man. So how does one, yeah, appreciate the man? You know, like in everything in Ruchnis, you have to develop a taste for it. That's really, you know, maybe I'll give away a little bit of the aside of the shir at the end. Now, you should understand the hemshech. You have to develop a taste. Ta'amu uru'u ki toiv Hashem. You have to develop a taste for it. You know, you tell a person, go be Ivan Hashem, go learn Torah. If you don't know the, you don't develop a taste, he ain't going to enjoy it. He's not going to appreciate it. Tamu. Give it a taste. Develop a taste. Uru, and then you'll see, ki toiv Hashem. We have by Kachi Daka Shal Torah, Pasmal Teichel, Mayim Surah Tishnav, Al Tishan, V'chai Yitzar Tichya. Why would someone want to do it? And the answer is, Shemata Oysa Kain. Rabbi Yelopian used to say this word, Shemata Oysa Kain. If you do it, you'll develop a taste. Hashrecha Ba'ilam Azeh, V'tayv Lach La'ilam Abba. That's why the Mishnah speaks it out, Shemata Oysa Kain. You're right. On first glance, it don't sound very appetizing. But you develop. Shemata Oysa Kain, you'll develop a taste. How does one develop a taste for the month? So I want to show you, like I said, this medrash, that the medrash says, Zacharnu es hadaga mikan, hadlakas ner Shabbos, that you're supposed to light ner, hadlakas ner Shabbos. Says the chida, what's the connection? So he says, they're pashit. He says, what didn't they appreciate in the month? And they had all the tastes. And the teretz is, it tasted, but sight, you didn't see anything. There was no, it didn't look like a juicy steak. Tasted like a juicy steak if you wanted. But a person needs to see. To see Zaptechida. Chazal tells us that a suma doesn't appreciate his food. A blind person doesn't appreciate food. He doesn't see it. Part of the appreciation of the food is to see it. You know, the Pasuk says, Leman anoyscha, in order to torture you almost. Inui. By the man, it says that the Rebbe Yishim gave us the man, Leman anoyscha, l'nasoyscha, l'das, im Hashem u'levavcha, if you're with the Eibishtim. What's anoyscha? I mean, you were full. Can't call it an inui. It wasn't a fasting. So the Pasuk Pshat is this that we're speaking, the fact that they didn't see it, was an inui. It was almost like fasting. You know, a person could be on a very healthy diet, get all the nutrients he needs, and he still thinks he's dieting. Why? Because he doesn't have that external excitement of what a good piece of cake looks like. This is mikan zaptechida ladlakas ner b'shabes. You hear? That's ladlakas. We're supposed to be able to see the meal, because Rabbi Yishu wants you to enjoy Einik Shabbos, the food. So mikan lat azay ler techida. That's how the chida explains in Dvash Lepi. Azay the Zechayin Levracha once said a pshat. You know what's lemana noischa? But they had everything. So he said a vart that Chazal tell us that according to the person's emuna. And you're a Shemayim, that's where the food came. If he was a tzaddik, it came to his door. If it came a little further, if he was a little, not such a big tzaddik, it was a little further. Depending on his level of ruchni, was how the man fell. Zok del Zayd, imagine a person's a big tzaddik. But one day he slipped. He comes out to the front door and it's not there, his food. It's far away. What do you do? He wouldn't eat. Mana noischa. That's many went hungry, Zok the Zayd. they would say, to, the way the Zayda said over, they would announce, today's a fast day. Today's a Yom Tivus. You know, today we have Stuchnish. Because he was ashamed to show that he had to go far to pick up his food. As a matter of fact, there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that part of the chesed in the Midbar, how do people do chesed with each other in the Midbar? If everybody got food, so there was no tzedakah. So he says this, that they helped, let's say he was far away, so the guy either couldn't get there, or he was ashamed to go, so that his friend would go and pick it up for him and bring it to him. That was how they did chesed in the Midbar. The point is, l'mana noischa, you know, there was a lot of, the way the Zayda said, a lot of people went hungry in the Midbar for many days, because I think that there's a deeper pshat to all of this. And it's interesting because even on the lash of the pasuk lamana noischa, there's a medrash that says mikan ladlakas ner Shabbos on the lamana noischa. So it's much more like the chida that the fact that you don't see the food, that's the inui, and that's why we need ladlakas ner Shabbos. But I would say the pshat like this, but it's a little bit deeper. Food is a mazah in gashmi. It's a mazah in gashmi. It fills the person physically. The man was mazay ruchni. It satisfied the person, the neshama. It satisfied the neshama. Food, it has, so to speak, a dual purpose. If you look at the Kabbalah Svarim, there's a lot of ruchni in the food that's made in the neshama as well. So it all depends on what you're looking for. Are you looking for the physical part of the food? Are you looking for the mazayin ruchni, the spiritual, for the neshama, sayed, the neshama in the food? The man was only good for someone who was looking to be made in his neshama, to sustain himself from within. For someone who was looking for mazin gashmi, so to speak, the man was not much of a good delicatessen, you see. It wasn't something that was going to help the person. The person who was looking for mazin gashmi, he didn't find it. The Ner Shabbos, what is the Ner Shabbos? Found the Meir Yuchsam Sefer, Rabbi Yisrael. Sam Sefer says in the drashas, why do women daven for children, Bnei Torah, when they light hadlakas ner Shabbos? The Minig Yisrael is, it's a custom, accepted custom, that b'shas hadlakas ner Shabbos, a woman davens for good children. Says the Sam Sefer, ner, what is the ner? The ner is the nishmas ha'adam. With the hadlakas ner Shabbos comes the neshama yisera, and it's the time where we talk about the neshama yisera. It's a time where we daven for good children because bnei Taira, it's about the neshama. It's not for some cipher. Bnei Taira means neshama. Neshama, hadlakas ner Shabbos is the time where the neshama. Says after some cipher, the neshama, it's the time when you bring in the neshama yisera, and mainly daven for good children. It's interesting. Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashvi. Chazal say barchai in two things: barchai be man, barchai be oir. There's an oir. There's a light. Shabbos is light. Barchai. The Rebbeinu Shalom benched it with light. Also it says, Barchai b'man. The Rebbeinu Shalom benched the Shabbos with the man. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? Barchai b'man, fakert. He wasn't mevarach the Shabbos with man. The man didn't fall on Shabbos. You know who asked this kasha? The Bir Halacha brings this in the beginning of Shilcha Shabbos from a Taisus. Ramad brings down, we're supposed to eat pashtida. Pashtida is a question. According to Rosh Hashulchan, it's kreplach. It's dough on top, dough on the bottom, the meat in the middle, like the mun, zeichel mun. Chassidim say it's the kugel. The kugel that the chassidim eat is pashtida. Why should you eat it? Zeichel mun. Azei zok the Rama. It's mefurish Rama. And he says, we're not knowing to do this today. Okay. Says the Bir Halacha, he brings from a taisis, the opposite, the mun didn't fall on Shabbos. The mun never fell on Shabbos. So how could you make a zeichel mun by this? Then he asks the kasha, then why by Yontif don't we do it? So I'll tell you the truth. See them eat kugel on Yontif too. People eat kugel all the time. Also the halacha speaks about by night and by day, the zeichel mun is for the night, is it for the day? All right, so you go to Chumri, eat the kugel side by night, and side by day. Good. Abel HaMaisef, thank to be Allah, it didn't fall on Shabbos. Brings from a taste of Akash, it didn't fall on Shabbos. So why are we eating a kugel, or a kreplach, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, or whatever other machalim your wife makes that resembles the mun, why do we eat it on Shabbos? Never fell on Shabbos. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah de Bi'Halacha, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. It resembles the time when Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, we'll have the big Suda. The Suda is Leviyasa. So all the machalim that we have, as Zogt de Bi'Halacha, all the machalim that we have in the Sudas, Leviyasa, the Sheir Haber, right, and the fish, and the wine, the Ayin HaMeshumer, we eat it at the Shabbos table. Zei zok the Bir Halacha. I have a kasha, Rabbi say. But where's the mun? I never understood this Bir Halacha. What's he saying? The whole idea is to eat the mun. Pashtida zeichel mun. Frek the Bir Halacha kasha, but there's no mun on Shabbos. And the Teretz is in the Sudas of Mashiach, in the Sudas of Yassim, yeah? So where's the mun there? Unless he's mean the chadish, we can eat mun over there. And it could be, I think, it's arrived like this. You think it's going to be sharabur hamburgers? No, it's not going to be sharabur hamburgers. It's going to be Michael Ruchni, like the mun. It's going to be a Michael, that's what he means, mun. Zeichel mun means just like the mun in the midbar was lechem and ashamayim. This is also going to be a suda made in heaven, literally. A heavenly suda. The Sheir HaBayr, that. It doesn't mean that they're going to sit there and eat mun. That's how we get it. They're going to eat Sheir HaBayr and fish. Unless he means to say it's mun. It's all the same thing. It's Michael Ruchni. Yeah? Now I understand what the Chazal mean. Chazal is saying, "Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashvi'i, birchay be'er, birchay b'man." The oil is that lakas now Shabbos that resembles the oil. What is that? That's the oil of the neshama. Shabbos is gebenched, and soon we're going to see clearly with the neshama yaseira. That's what the Chassam Sofer means to say. The oil of that lakas now is the neshama yaseira. Memeila, since it was birchay be'ayir the neshama yaseira, yeah. Memeila is birchay b'man, because what does the neshama need to eat? It needs to eat man. So the suda Shabbos that we eat will be like man that's mazing the neshama. Now you're looking at me and saying, Rabbi Wilkin, that's the Chazal Chassidish of Meiridik Kabbalah Dik Teira. It's not mine, Rabbi Yisrael. You know who said this word? Rashi in Masechtas Beya Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Rashi says, I'm a foolish Rashi. The Gemara tells us that the Rebbeinu Shloilam on Shabbos gives us a Neshama Yaseira. Zot Rashi, what is the Neshama Yaseira? Zot Rashi makes a person happy, and then he says it gives a person Revacha. Makes a person, he should be able to eat, and it shouldn't be nafshe katzalav. So the Neshama Yisera makes it that we should be able to eat the Machali Shabbos in abundance, and we shouldn't get cuts, we shouldn't get disgusted from it. What's the Shat HaVeisai? Shat's like this. You know, food, like everything else, you get sick of it after a while. How much could you eat? You get tired, right? But this is only if you eat for the goof. But if it's man, if it's Michael Ruchni for the neshama, Michael Ruchni for the neshama, there's no end. Ruchnius, there's no end. That's the pshat. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave a neshama yisera. The neshama yisera is able to eat mazay ruchni, and it's memelosh. The suda Shabbos becomes mazay ruchni. You see. Here Rabbi says, I made it into heaven. Barchai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave a bracha in the Shabbos that there should be oir. What is oir? Oir is, like the Chassam Sofer tells me, the Neshama Yisera, the oir. The Nishmas Adam is the oir. Der Neshama Yisera becomes the inyan of the man. It's the same Nakuda. And that's the Rashi in Tezvav, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us a Neshama Yisera, that we should be able to eat and eat and eat, and it shouldn't be Nafshe Katzalaf. Because it's a Meichel Ruchni. That's the Pshat, you hear? So with this, we go back to understanding. When a person takes the food, yeah, and he looks at it for Gashmi, so then it's Nafshe Katzalaf. Right away you get sick, and then you're Mislainen. And then you're looking for Basa Taiva to fulfill because you're not satisfied. And more, and more, and more. Mi achileinu Basa, but they had Basa. Mi achileinu Basa? Did they have Basa or not? So how could you come and see Mi achileinu Basa? And you know what the teretz is? 50 types of cheesecake for Shavuos. That's the teretz. Yeah? If you take a look, there's a store. I don't mean to take away the business of the store. I wish them all hatzlacha in the Chayiv Yisrael. I don't mind. But it took me shocking that they have an advertisement, you hear? We sell 50 different types of cheesecake for Shavuos. Who has time to eat 50 types of cheesecake on Shavuos? If they announce we have 50 different pshatim in Rus, that the Olam can learn 50 different Pirushim Arus. Ah, yeah, that's Herich. The more the barrier, the more the better. 50 types of cheesecake. What's the pshat? There's no end. There's no end. You see? Amisainen means a zuchta pesadush. Memelus nafshe katzala. Nafshe katzala. Yisavu taiva. But if a person eats the man, he eats a betairus ruchni, it's never Nafshe Katzalaf. That's the Pshat in Shabbos. Shabbos is Neshama. If you know anything about Zayar, Shved Gebracht, that Talmud Chacham is Bechina Shabbos. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkai, that Moshe Rabbeinu in Shabbos, all the Kabbalah, all the Divrei Zayar, the ones that work on the Zayar, are busy with this Yisai, Shem Yishmuel, the Talmud Chacham in Shabbos. What's the pshat? Azoyvi by us Shabbos is the neshama. It's the man. The Talmud Chacham has this every day. You see, the Talmud Chacham is bechina Shabbos, and that's the pshat of some sofer. When you light the candles on Shabbos, you ask for children b'nei Torah that it should be Shabbos all week by them. That's what the some sofer means. It's a time. Because that neshama, that ruchnius, by the Talmud Chacham, is kesedah, is constant. You know, there's an interesting thing. Chazal tell us that there was something called an Or HaGanus. Or HaGanus. Zayev had gebracht that the Or HaGanus, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put it in the Torah. He put it into the Torah. What is the Or HaGanus? Who is the Or HaGanus? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says that Eirei Shel Olam, Chazal tell us, Umihu Eirei Shel Olam is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, right? So the Eir HaGanus, The Eir HaGadol, so it's in the Torah, that a Talmid Chacham, when he learns it, he absorbs this Eir HaGadol, and that's the Neshama. Where is the Neshama? The Nishma Salikim. A Neshama is a Chelek Eloi Kamimal. It's actually a part of the Eibishter. This is the Kavana. If you notice, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom say? When he gets upset, the Pasuk says clearly, Yan ki ma'astem es Hashem asher bekir bechem. What's the asher bekir bechem? Interesting lashon. Rashi says, Loish natati shchinasi beinechem legava levavchem likanas v'chalad varma eila. That the fact that I put myself in you, among you, you would have never had this gaiva, so to speak, to come and do all this problem with the Asafsuf. What's the connection? It's just Santa Lashon, eh? As Hashem, v'hoi lechem lezara, yan Hashem, yikimastem es Hashem, Hashem bekir bechem. Im lo yishna titi yishchinasi meinechem legavu levavchem likanis lechal advarim alalu. The way we're explaining, there's a meridika taich over here. The man had to do with the neshama. The neshama should have been very happy. What is the neshama? The neshama is the Elokim Asher Bekir Bechem. The neshama is the chelek Elokim Mimal. It's a part of the Eibishter. Should have been extremely satisfied. You aren't happy with that. Yan Asher Ma'astem. The Elokim. The Hashem Asher Bekir Bechem. The neshama. That's what they were mayus in the mud. The mud is talk of something that satisfies the neshama. Birchay b'man Shabbos is gebench with the mud. The neshama is seira. The food on Shabbos is like the mud. Chazal tell us, la'yarda haman ella l'mekabli atayra. It's a gemara that the inyan of the mud was for those that sat and learned Torah. So the Velt has a pshat that those that learn Torah need to be supported from the Eibishter, so to speak. The way we're learning, it's very simple. Mark Poshet. For someone who learns Torah, the neshama, the mazin ruchni of the man was unbelievable. It was the best thing you could feed a person who sits and learns Torah properly. It was man. It was mazin his neshama. Someone who's not learning Torah, the man is the worst thing. The worst thing you can do to somebody is give him man. Yad Hashem ma'astem es Hashem bekir b'chem. What is the lesson to be taken from all this? Rabbeisai, a person who searches to satisfy his inner ruchni, his inner neshameh, will be thrilled with Torah and mitzvahs. If he doesn't get that, lama nigara, he's choking. He's choking. That's where the parasha is showing you the contrast between someone who's looking to be mazen the neshama, but mainly he has a taina, how come he's not part of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Chanukah HaBayis. Lama nigara, how come I don't have the Karm Pesach? Someone is looking not to satisfy their yid from bifnim. He's looking to satisfy himself, his guf. Man is not a good thing. He becomes a misayinayin. He becomes a misaveh. And then he's yad Hashem ma'astem es Hashem bekir b'chem. The yid has a whole inner part of himself. A person who is mayis and ruchnis and lures after the life of taiva should be careful, because he's being mayis, the neshama, the pnim that a yid has. He's looking to satisfy his chitzayin like a guy. The yid needs other, he needs other sustenance. He needs to sustain the bifnim, the inner of the person. Thus is the chilik between a misayinin and a lama nigara. One person doesn't have the ruchni, Lama Nigari, he feels extremely extremely deprived. The other person is searching for Gashmis, even if he has all the Gashmis in the world. He's still deprived. He's looking for more. He's looking for Taiva. He's looking much. We got to go further. And that's even though he knows that he's losing from it. Asher Yetzim Abchem. He knows the degradation. He knows the problems that it causes. He knows what he's giving up for it. And Apo Pike, he goes to search it. And so I return to my words that I started with. Parshas Bahaloscha is the parsha of complaints. Proper complaining and misplaced complaining. If you're looking for what your body is asking for your gashmi, that's called misplaced, that's called misguided complaining. But if you want to know what your nesham is complaining for, what it's searching for, if you're trying to sustain what the inner mensch is looking for, that's called good complaining. And the Rabbi Hashem feeds you. Like the man, he'll send you. Don't worry, you'll get it. The Rabbi Hashem promises never, right? Mazar mevakesh lachem, right? L'reisi tzadik nezov. Mazar mevakesh lachem. You'll get the lachem, you'll get, the Rabbi Hashem takes care of the tzadik. But you gotta know what you ask for. If you come and you ask for ruchnius, if you ask for even the gashmis for the sake of ruchnius, that's called ruchnius. But if you're searching a world of gashmi, you're leading yourself off a bad cliff. It's a misayinim, you complain, and the next is asafsuf, and the next problem is arash yetzim abchem, kivrei sataiva. Kivrei sataiva, till you bury it. So that's the lesson. Bury the taiva before the taiva buries you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.